It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. A Colorado case about religious rights and state-funded preschools is headed to the Supreme Court. Lower courts have sided with the state that schools cannot refuse to enroll children of LGBTQ families. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
In 2023, a group of Colorado Catholic preschools and parents sued the state. It came after Colorado refused to allow those schools to participate and get funds from the Universal Preschool Program if they don't follow the state's non-discrimination laws. That requires schools provide equal opportunity to enroll regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, income level, or disability. The school says this violates their First Amendment rights. A U.S. Court of Appeals sided with the state. The case is expected to be argued at the Supreme Court this fall. Ava Keon, CPR News.
A national group has honored a Colorado program that bridges the gap between climate change and health. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The program is the University of Colorado's Diploma in Climate Medicine. It trains doctors, nurses, and other health professionals about climate change and its health impacts. Those include everything from air quality to intense heat to mosquito-borne diseases. The program took a top prize from a group called Eco America, winning $50,000. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A woman has been arrested for allegedly starting a wildfire outside of the small western slope city of Montrose. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office says they arrested the 29-year-old for arson in connection with a March wildfire in remote areas of the county. Investigations found the fire was set intentionally. Crews quickly got the fire under control. If convicted, the accused arsonist could receive up to 6 years in prison and up to $500,000 in fines. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. It is 7:06.